everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. I am live. It's good to be alive and breathing. I am live in the Progressive Radio Network studio in Manhattan, and I am here with, drumroll, I'm here with Gary DeMattei in the studio. This is Gary's first time in the Progressive Radio Network studio, so this is a big day. I've been doing this show for almost 11 years, and I finally dragged his butt here. Thank you for coming in, Gary.
Thanks for having me here, Karen. Thanks, PRN, for having us both here.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool space, right?
It is a great space. PRN does some amazing work, and I'm happy to be here. I feel like an FM DJ.
You
got to have that kind of breathy sound.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to do some.
Let's do the breathy
album-oriented food talk.
So we're going to be talking a little bit today about the upcoming holiday of Valentine's Day.
Valentino's Day.
And I hope that in the second part of the program, we'll be entertained by the new guest for the day, Andrea Young, of Sweet Vegan. She's bringing chocolates.
Yes, I've already sampled some of Andrea's chocolates.
Okay, we're going back to our regularly scheduled voices.
Yeah. No, actually, we could keep talking like this. We're going to be doing some chocolate talk now.
Yeah, I think I need to start a new show if I'm going to have a different voice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I was coming back from an audition, and I was walking to Columbus Circle, and I walked into Balducci's, and someone asked me if I wanted to sample some chocolate, and my first question was, is it vegan? And that's how I met Andrea, and then I told you about Andrea, and I told her about us, and you should come on the show and talk about chocolate, and so hopefully she'll be here today.
Here we are. Well, it's a busy time for her.
It's a busy time, so we're not promising anything, but we're hoping she stops by with some chocolate.
There's a correlation between chocolate and Valentine's Day. And we're going to get into the detail about that.
We're going to educate our listeners who aren't as hip as maybe some folks about chocolate and connecting the dots about chocolate and all of the gifts that you buy that are edible and or could be edible if you cook them like flowers. Because some flowers are edible.
Some flowers are.
Yul Gibbons said some parts of the pine tree were edible.
He did.
He even said a pine cone was edible, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did.
Where do pine nuts come from?
Exactly.
I don't know. All I know is they're very expensive.
Someone should call in and tell us where pine nuts come from.
They come from the supermarket, Gary.
Yes.
Okay.
I know they make great pesto.
Oh, but we make a lot of pesto with or without pine nuts.
Because they're so expensive.
But also, I think, were you one of the original ones? Somebody told me once upon a time that, the original kinds of pestos weren't made with cheese.
Right. No, they weren't.
Just basil, garlic, oil, and pine nuts.
Cheese didn't enter the picture until people started trying to figure out how they were going to get rid of all this cheese they were making.
Right.
Let's put it in cereal.
Okay, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day, but just one more thing. I was in a store recently. Okay, I was in Whole Foods, mea culpa.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I should continue talking to
you. I know. I try to avoid Whole Foods ever since they became Amazon.
Amazon.
You know, I'm just human. I fall into the trap, and it was convenient.
Well, you were also caring for your mom, and you were out on Long Island, and you were driving her car around doing things for her, and so you decided to do what was convenient.
Right.
I'm not giving you a break. I'm just, you know.
I know.
Letting the folks at home know, yes,
I've
Karen is human.
But the thing is, they make it so inviting there. There were wonderful vegetables and fruits and bulk bins and very reasonable prices. You know, they used to talk about Whole Foods as Whole Paycheck, and ever since Amazon came involved, they've got involved. They've dropped the prices. And what scares me about this is they're going to put other stores out of business, and then they're in control, Monopoly City. So I really try to shop at our local produce shops and buy from farmers. Okay, but anyway, so I was at Whole Foods.
Yeah, this is a rarity for you to shop at Whole Foods. And we normally shop at Westerly here in Manhattan.
We love Westerly.
Or Organic Forever. Isn't that what it's called? No, the Natural. Organic right. Forever was the other one.
Yeah, they went out of business after the mice and the cockroaches appeared. That was a long time ago.
The Natural we go to on Austin Street.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
They have organic veggies.
They just like add $5 to every item.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to have another guest on the show.
But wait, I'm not done with my story. So I was there at Whole Foods, and speaking of meeting someone who had samples to give out, there was a woman who was giving out samples of protein powders, and I spied a bone broth package on her table. Mm-hmm. And when she asked me if I wanted to try anything, I went, I'm vegan.
But thank you very much.
But thank you very much. And she was really disheveled and was really struggling. She had a cart of stuff that was in the aisle next to her table, and then she was apologizing about being in everybody's way, and she really didn't have any room. And I really didn't want to hear about any of it.
No.
But the good thing that I found at Whole Foods.
Andrea wasn't like that at all. Andrea was great. She had her little table set up, and Balducci's is a really cool place.
Well, because she's a sweet vegan.
Yeah, and then when I asked her, is it vegan? She goes, this is who I am. I'm the vegan chocolate lady. And I said, well, this is terrific. What serendipitous. You might want to come on and talk to us.
So, yes.
And Balducci's is also kind of a cool spot. And they're trying to help people sell their products, just like we're trying to help people sell their products. And we'll learn more about that.
Yeah, well, when we try products that we like, that we believe in, we share that information.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Well, I was going to say there's another guest on the show which might help you segue into what we're going to talk about. The guest's name is Theo Bromine. Can you tell us a little about Theo and why you should watch out for Theo?
Well, okay. Gary's so silly. We're always making up character names from words. And Theo Bromine
can be in your chocolate, right?
Well, you find it in chocolate. It's like caffeine. It acts like caffeine. Mm-hmm. And it's a bitter alcohol of the cacao plant. And it has its benefits because it does all kinds of things. It lowers blood pressure. And so there's like a correlation saying that it could decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease. I think that's a big leap, but it has a lot of benefits. It also, there's some evidence that says it may reduce bad cholesterol and improve good cholesterol. Anyway, theobromine can be beneficial to people, although some people are sensitive to stimulants, and theobromine is a stimulant. But don't give chocolate to your dog.
Because of theobromine.
That guy, theobromine.
Right.
Theobromine.
Theobromine or
you say theobromine or and I say theobromine.
Don't give it to your dogs, people.
It's toxic.
Give it to your dogs.
So if you gave your dog a little bit of chocolate, it might upset the dog's stomach. But if it accumulated, it could be very dangerous.
Right. Okay, so we talked about
Theo. Your friend Theo.
For all you dog lovers out there, remember, there's going to be a lot of chocolate around. Make sure your dog doesn't get into the chocolate.
So it's fun to pick up on a holiday that's coming around and talk about it. I always like to give a disclaimer or two sides to the view of a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thing about holidays, culturally, they can be fun.
Right.
It's a reason to get together, have themed parties, try some new foods or celebrate. And it's like a reminder or a reason to treat someone you care about special and with extra kindness or let them know, express your gratitude. And from that point of view, it's good, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's good from that point of view, everybody takes a moment to stop and and say, for example, Valentine's Day, I love you. You don't necessarily have to have somebody significant in your life. You could do that to anyone, right? You could just
yeah.
say,
I mean, I really remember when I was you, in I elementary and... school and we had these little cards and we'd give them out to everybody in the class.
Right. That was
and
cool.
And that was fun.
Yeah. That was the way I really thought Valentine's Day was cool, is just to remind everybody that everybody around you, hi, you don't know me, but I love you.
Yeah. Why not?
You could get weird looks, but you know what? Weird looks can be fun.
And expressing love is important because love is the only answer.
Love is the only answer.
Love is, and love heals.
Love does heal.
But this is something that we really should do on a regular basis, and it shouldn't just be one day of the week.
Don't you
one
think?
Day of the year. It should yeah. be all the time.
Yeah.
But holidays help us, or should remind us, that we need to do these things. Okay, fine. But let's go a little bit about Valentine's Day from the other side.
Okay, now we're going to get Karen's wet blanket on our Valentine's party. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, I've been nicknamed Ebenezer Scrooge, Ebby and Scrooge when it comes around Christmas because I have, you know, this dark side interpretation of it. And it's the same thing that I apply to Christmas is what I apply to many other holidays. And it's that idea that we're encouraged to be consumers.
Right.
Rather than caring, compassionate people in a community.
Citizens versus consumers.
Yes.
Right. So we want to be citizens.
We're going to
hear from the citizen side.
Yeah. But let's talk about the origin briefly of Valentine's
Day. Oh, yeah. This is
Day.
Good.
This
I
is
like
great.
This.
Okay. How did Valentine's Day get started? Now, I'm basing what it says on Britannica.
Very good.
Okay.
Britannica.
I don't know.
I used to have an Encyclopedia Britannica. I think it's nice if we bring those back.
I agree.
Don't you?
So Britannica says Valentine's Day is also called St. Valentine's Day, and it's when lovers express their affection with greetings and gifts. The holiday has origins in the Roman festival of Lupercalia, held in mid-February. The festival, which celebrated the coming of spring, included fertility rites and... wait for it. And the pairing off of women with men by lottery.
Oh, God.
Okay, there's more history, but that was enough for me. So that's how this thing got started, pairing off women with men by lottery.
Wow, that's see, that now it's good to connect the dots.
It is important. It is important, but it's morphed into... something else, something better? I don't know. So, still on the dark side, many people, especially women, I think, we've been culturally trained to expect jewelry, chocolates, and flowers on Valentine's Day by our boyfriend, our husband, our lover, our spouse, our significant other, our partner, whoever that person is that's close to us. And that's the consumer part.
Right.
And then the man or the partner feels this obligation, this stress. I have to prove my love or show my love by buying something that maybe I can't afford.
And we'll go into debt for.
We'll go into debt for, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's talk about jewelry, chocolates, and flowers.
Right.
Now, chocolate's food, and we're going to be talking about food, and this is all about food, so that's where all of this comes in, because it's connected to food.
Right, especially chocolate.
If you want to express your love, it should come from your own desire, your own gratitude, your own motivation, not because someone else tells you, now is the time for you to come up with something
right.
to that special someone.
Right. Because, I mean, how easy is it to be walking home from work and see the flower stand and go, oh.
Oh, shit. I got to pick these flowers up.
Right. I got to get some flowers.
Right.
And, or, you know, stop by the jewelry store and pick up some jewelry. That's not as easy. But chocolate seems to be the thing that a lot of people go for.
Sure. And... more on chocolate in a moment. I want to read what my friend Janet Kalish posted recently about Valentine's Day.
Great.
We've had Janet on this program. She talked about freeganism and dumpster diving.
Right.
And I think she's one of the ultimate non-consumers out there, total citizen. Some people might consider her a little extreme. I don't like the word extreme.
Eccentric.
Eccentric. Because she really has integrity. And that's tough for a lot of people who tend to want to go with the trends. But Janet wrote, consider not buying or sending flowers on Valentine's Day. It is easy today to click on a button to send someone an extravagant message declaring your love. It is easy to use your credit card or PayPal or Venmo or whatever it is that allows you to spend your money without calculating whether or not you should, to make a purchase of an item produced or manufactured or grown or raised in another part of the country or in another country. It gets chemically sprayed, wrapped, boxed, shipped, or airplaned to a closer place to be stamped and labeled to be sent to your dear recipient. Easy as apple pie. Please consider instead a homemade gift that shows real love and thought for your dear person. Consider a heartfelt letter. Consider a message of long-term love to our planet and to your recipient. There is no contradiction in loving someone and choosing to also love your beautiful planet.
That was very nice, Janet.
That was nice, Janet. Yeah. Thank you, Janet.
What about apple pie? She mentions apple pie. That would be a nice gift.
Absolutely.
I would accept an apple pie.
An apple pie.
I think the subliminal message there is everyone should bake apple pies.
That's right.
For Valentine's
Day. And we have several wonderful apple pie recipes at ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com.
We have several apples at Responsible Eating and Living. We have so many apples.
Two apples
a day. Didn't someone say that that might help lower cholesterol?
Yes. I recently read that, and so I've been committing myself to two apples a day.
Yeah, so have I. It's helped in other ways, too.
It has?
Yeah. It's kept the doctor away twice.
That's true.
As long.
Not just one a day, but two a day.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that was... I feel a lot better since we've been.
I do. I really
think
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Especially in the evening, if you want something sweet. Oh, I didn't have my second apple.
Right.
Or when we pack up to get up early in the morning to do the audition thing, which we've been doing a lot of.
The vegan artist's way. Here we are.
Two apples in my bag. Easy.
Yes. And I put up a big bulletin board with all of our auditions. That's another great gift I gave to my partner, Karen, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Right? Or just for every day. We celebrate our affection for one another each day with little gifts of love.
And
now a song.
But it's true. I mean, don't you feel...
Cue the violins.
Well, I think you're fortunate because I'm not interested in jewelry and gifts.
No, I know. Pressure's off me. I used to bring them gifts, and you're like, what are you doing this for? I don't want any of this crap. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's awesome.
Okay, let's talk about the dark side of chocolate for a moment.
Yes, we did.
And then we're
going to
turn around and talk about how fabulous chocolate is. But there are things you want to keep in mind. I would direct you to ResponsibleEatingAndLiving.com, which is our nonprofit website. A few years ago, we did a report called the Chocolate Report. And you can watch it. It's fun, I think. But we also have a transcript for it in case you're in a hurry. And there's lots of links. But the things to be concerned about when it comes to chocolate is where the cocoa beans come from. So you may be familiar with the fact that the Ivory Coast especially uses children as slaves, pretty much, to harvest the cocoa. And there are some big companies that won't even acknowledge or admit that they are where they're purchasing their beans from, because we know where they're coming from. And it's kind of ironic that Hershey's and Mars have chocolate that's geared to be given to children. And children are used to harvest the beans. They're exploited. So that's kind of the dark side.
The dark side of chocolate.
Oh.
the dark side of dark chocolate.
And dark chocolate is especially good for you because it has the least amount of sugar. But also there's all kinds of antioxidants and vitamins. I was reading, I'm flipping back and forth here, but there are a lot of nutrients in chocolate. For example, a bar, I think 100 grams of chocolate has 100 gram bar of dark chocolate with about 70 to 85% cocoa, 11 grams of fiber, 67% of the recommended dietary amount of iron, 58% for magnesium, 89% for copper, 98% for manganese, and it has lots of potassium, phosphorus, zinc, and selenium. Now, that's pretty good. That's a 100-gram bar. Do you want to eat an entire 600-calorie, 100-gram bar? Maybe not. That's a lot of calories, but still, there's some good nutrients in chocolate. But back to the dark side. You want to watch our chocolate report because we talk not only about where chocolate comes from, and the Food Empowerment Organization has a wonderful list, a chocolate list at foodispower.org. And they list more and more companies that they approve of, which means they're very transparent about where they're getting their chocolate from. And they list, they have other lists too where they recommend partially, not entirely, or not at all. It's definitely a good place to visit because they're adding new companies all the time. And the other thing, the other dark side, you know, we have arsenic in rice, and chocolate seems to sometimes have cadmium and lead. And it's hard to know because there's not a lot of testing going on.
Right. And isn't Lauren Ornelas the founder of the Food Empowerment Project?
Yes.
Haven't you talked to Lauren on this show as well?
I have. She is super awesome.
Yeah. So if you go to the Chocolate Report, you can link to Lauren's interview with Karen. It's pretty fascinating.
And, there's another organization called As You Sow,
right.
S-O-W.
Right.
And they have, they've been collecting data. The last bit of data I saw was 2017, so I don't know if they're keeping up, but they have some grants where they test some chocolates for cadmium and lead, but still, it's so hard, and the data is not complete. But it's just something to think about, unfortunately, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now that we have done that beautiful segue about chocolate, we can talk about our guest, who is...
I got one more thing to say.
Right.
I got one more thing to say. I'm excited to talk about our guest because she just came into the studio and I'm looking at the chocolate that she brought in. But and this is actually a segue. So I remember the FDA, I think there's a link on our chocolate report, mm-hmm. but they talked about how chocolate isn't always what it seems to be because a lot of chocolate says it's non-dairy, but there's dairy in it. And there are allergens in chocolate, some chocolates that say that they don't have any. Some don't have nuts in them, but they do have nut residues. And unfortunately, people who are sensitive may unknowingly eat a chocolate that has something they shouldn't be consuming. Now, part of this has to do with sharing equipment, and it's really hard to really clean out that equipment. And it's just like a little speck sometimes with people who are really sensitive. So that's why it's wonderful that there are chocolate makers who know this and keep certain things out of the chocolate. And that's where we're going to...
Good segue, Karen.
...introduce our guest, Andrea Young, the founder of Sweet Vegan, welcome to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining us. And put your headset on, please.
Andrea's in the studio putting her headset on.
There you go. Now, and you could turn up the volume there if you need it on the side. You're
it's
good.
Fine.
Okay,
right?
And bring it. There you go. Okay, let's go. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I imagine you're moving around in the city a lot.
Yes.
It's chocolate time.
It is definitely Valentine's Day, chocolate time, and I am one busy young lady here.
I informed everyone earlier before you got here how we met. I bumped into you at Balducci's. You offered me a sample, and my first question for you was, and I had no idea that you were going to follow up with, all of my stuff is vegan. But my question for you was, is it vegan?
Absolutely.
And little did I know that you are actually the vegan. What is the title of your company?
Sweet Vegan.
Sweet Vegan. Mm-hmm. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I got my start really growing up in Indiana. It was my grandma, Georgia May, who really taught me everything there is to know about cooking with love and the value of a very strong Midwest work ethic. And it's that energy that fueled me to move to New York City and really start a career in design. But it's actually the combining of my career in design and becoming a vegan chef that Sweet Vegan was born in 2016.
And you went to the culinary, what school did you go to?
I went to a school that was founded by Christine Waltemeyer. Mm-hmm. And the name of the school is the
Natural Kitchen.
Natural Kitchen Cooking School. Thank you.
You're welcome. We've had Christine on the show a long time ago. She's fabulous.
Awesome. Okay, so you know the quality of her cooking school and her program. So I graduated from that, never thinking that I was actually going to do anything really with cooking other than for my own personal use, loved ones, and things like that. And then what happened is I started getting opportunities to cook for people. People started calling me up and saying, could you do a special little dinner for us? Or I'm celebrating my 40th birthday. Would you come over and cook in my kitchen? Or how about doing something that would be fun to do an educational course? So I actually did some cooking classes at Integral Yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They had a great school for cooking at one point.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then I had the opportunity to work for a celebrity here in Manhattan. And I worked for them for 4 years as a relief chef. So they had a chef for 5 days a week, and then I came in 2 days a week, and I, you know, helped and made sure everything flowed.
Gave the chef a day off.
Gave the chef some needed time off.
Right. That makes lots of sense. Now, can you drop any names? Can you tell us who that celebrity was?
Well, I don't think that that would be a good idea, but thank you so much.
I want to know.
I'm always trying to get some gossip.
Yeah.
I know.
You know. I want to know when and why you went vegan.
Okay. Well, I think it really happened with having my mom come to New York. And she was attending a graduation for my sister, who was graduating from Columbia University. And the first day she was in town, she took a fall. And while she was in the hospital, they told us she was malnourished. Not only did she have a fracture, but she wasn't eating properly. And this is a woman that had, you know, raised 5 children as a single parent. And more importantly, had gotten a master's degree, was well-educated, and knew the different food groups, right?
Right.
So, but she wasn't taking care of herself. She wasn't spending the time to really cook and prepare meals for herself. So when she came to live with me for the summer, it was like, oh my goodness, what do I do now? I have this person that can't walk around, a loved one. I need to really enable her to get healthy. So I brought in a chef, Christine Waltermeyer.
Wow.
And I just said, when can you start? And she said, tomorrow. And I said, you're hired. And so she would cook, and my mom would be the official taster. And I was the sous chef, slicing and dicing away. So we had a lovely little, you know, rapport, the three of us. My mother got immensely healthier.
Wow.
And it just didn't take very long, just that summer. And she was eating better, and she was craving her vegetables on a regular basis. And I was so thrilled at her recovery. And I also took a look at my own life. And I decided, you know, there's really something here. I should really learn more and grow. So that's what I did. I enrolled in Christine's school.
Excellent. Wow.
That's a nice story.
What a great story.
Yep. Thank you.
And so tell us about your product now. I mean, you've got a story here. So let's talk about your chocolate.
Great. Well, I make what I call Dreamy Bites. And my Dreamy Bites are rich, luscious, velvety, creamy chocolate that just melts in your mouth.
My mouth is watering.
That's great. And I only use organic, vegan ingredients. I make an incredible, luscious lemon with fresh-squeezed Meyer lemons.
Wow.
An energizing espresso with very rich, energizing, you know, beans for espresso beans. Mm-hmm. And then I have one of my classics, a Midnight Passion, which is just a pure chocolate. And that's for somebody who really just wants the classic, good old-fashioned chocolate treat. And then we have one of my favorites, which is my spicy ginger. And if you like ginger, this
love
has
ginger.
Got your name on it because it has some heat to it. And the heat comes from the fresh squeezed ginger, which is in a chiller for 4 full days with the rice milk. So you don't need preservatives. You don't need additives. But it does take time. And
sure.
That's the thing I enjoy, is putting that time and energy into this product to make it amazingly delicious.
That sounds fabulous. Karen loves ginger.
I do. I want to talk about what's not in your chocolate first before we get in more into what's, well, you've already given us a little bit of what's in it, but before we talk more about it, let's talk about what's not in it and why.
Okay. I wanted my chocolate to be as much as possible inclusive. So to me, that means I need to take out anything that's really not essential in making my chocolates taste amazing. So the first thing that's on the label that I read was soy. And there's nothing wrong with soy, but I don't believe it belongs in chocolate.
Mm.
So that was one of the first things
that's
took out.
That's soy lecithin, normally.
Yes, that's
so
exactly right.
Lecithin kind of gives it a smoothness.
Exactly. So the question is, could I create that smoothness without putting soy lecithin in? So after many a batch and many a taste test with friends, family, and most of the Columbia University neighborhood, I came up with a recipe that works.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Now, I know you can't tell us the secret ingredients, but because then you'd have to kill us.
Oh, that's so cute.
But so there's been a lot of work that goes into this great recipe that you have.
Yes, it was about 2 years of really intense labor. I was in a school program at Columbia University, which is also through the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funded by the U.S. government, and it's totally free. So when I reinvented myself, I really tried to figure out, how can I really learn about how to get a business going? And, you know, even though I had a business background and I was an architect, interior architect, it still didn't teach me how to have my own business.
Mm-hmm.
So being in this program for 1 year was very intense, but it gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of fellow classmates on their own path and introduce my chocolates to everyone that I met. It got me over my shyness of being able to introduce my product to complete strangers. And most importantly, I got honest feedback from people. And that honest feedback made my product more flavorful and more delicious. And what I got from most people was, I can't believe these are vegan.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. All right.
That's the 21st century. That's what I want to hear more people saying. I can't believe it's vegan. We're hearing that all over the place with, like, Miyoko's cheese that she's, and her butters, and all the other people that are making plant milks and cheeses and butters and ice creams. I can't believe it's vegan.
Yeah.
That's nice. So what about the other ingredients that aren't
yes.
in your chocolate?
And I don't have any nuts. And there's nothing wrong with nuts. I eat them myself. But in my chocolate, because there's so many people that have food allergies around nuts, particularly peanuts, I really wanted to take out all products that were nut-related. And all of my equipment, since I'm a small entrepreneur, I make sure it never has any nuts touch it. So everything's cleaned and maintained, and it's only used by me. So it's not a shared facility in the sense of equipment. I bring my own equipment in.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Right. So no soy, no dairy, no nuts, and one more.
I'm gluten-free.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And I chose to be gluten-free because, again, I want to be inclusive and available for people to try, and I want to make it just the select finest ingredients, and I don't think that includes the things I just mentioned.
Right. So where can we find your chocolate? How can people get some for the big holiday on Friday?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Or any day.
Yeah, I think any day is a good day if it has chocolate
exactly.
in it. Come to my website. My website is sweetvegan.nyc, and we're running a special right now. So if you use my promo code, VDValerieDavid2020, there's 10% off every single thing that's on my website.
VD2020.
Exactly.
And that website again was?
sweetvegan.nyc.
sweetvegan.nyc.
Oh, well, I just might have to get someone special some chocolate.
Yeah, you
not that
might.
I'm feeling any pressure about having to get anything for anyone on Valentine's Day, but maybe.
Look who we'd be helping.
I know.
A really amazing chef, entrepreneur, who was in Balducci's. I mean, it was like having
serendipity.
The CEO of the company there handing samples out.
That's right.
Right.
Well, thank you. And you can certainly go to Balducci's and pick up, you know, treats. It doesn't have the full selection that the website has, but if
oh,
you,
so you're in Balducci's as well.
I'm
that
in
wasn't
Balducci's.
Just a one-shot deal.
Oh no, I'm in Balducci's. I'm in Westerly. I'm in High Vibes.
Oh, you are in Westerly.
Mm-hmm. And you're in. You told me you're in Gary Knowles.
Yes, I'm in Gary Knowles. Absolutely.
Oh, you're at Gary's store. Mm-hmm. Well, this is great.
Yes.
How serendipitous is this?
I know. It's coming full circle, right?
That's crazy. I hope I get the part I was auditioning for that day. That'll just make this whole thing just fabulous.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, but I digress.
You can't wish for too much in one day. Anyway.
And the packaging is great. Tell me about the packaging. Now, you obviously designed this with your background in design, right?
Absolutely. My goal is to create things that look beautiful because we eat with our eyes first.
Right.
So the visual should be something
it's
that really
stunning.
Captures
stunning.
You, but also has all the nutritional facts. So all of my Dreamy Bites have little tags on them, and they're a couple of pages, so you can just flip them open and actually see all the ingredients and the nutritional, and then, of course, barcodes on the back.
Right.
And then I have 4-piece boxes, 8-piece boxes, and 15-piece boxes. And then if you really want something special that you just don't see, we do custom boxes.
Oh,
so
I
you
bet.
Just tell me what you want in that box, and we'll
oh,
give you
nice.
All Energizing Espresso if that's what your heart desires.
That's really cool. Yeah.
I haven't said this in a long time, but I think I'm going to say it right now, and that is the word treat in some ways has lost its meaning. And I'm trying. I'm one person, but there are others out there, and I think Andrea Young might be another, who's trying to bring back the meaning of treat. Now, treat is not something that you just shove in your mouth every day because you're in the mood for it. It's something special. It's something made with care. It's something made with quality ingredients. It may not be a kale salad, and that's what makes it a treat. But it should be made with quality ingredients and something that's really special. That's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these chocolates are a treat.
Yeah, they're visually stunning, and the packaging is great, and anybody would love to get a box of these chocolates.
Yeah.
Life is like a box of chocolates, someone said.
Life is like a bowl of cherries?
No, Forrest Gump, didn't he say that?
Oh, right.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Well, life is like a box of Andrea Young's chocolates.
Yeah, can we try some?
Absolutely. I brought you, each one is labeled. This is my luscious lemon.
Luscious lemon.
And then I have a midnight passion.
Wow, I'll try
that. Are you going to grab that?
Certainly.
I'm going to bite half of it so you can have the other half, okay?
And of course, we better save this one. It has spicy ginger on it.
That's for Karen.
Yes.
Okay, I am biting into the lemon right now.
And I'm biting it. This is really good.
Thank
you. Guys,
you.
We have to get some of this.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I'll tell you what I like.
Yeah, mine is great.
Very often, when you taste, what do you call them when they have flavors inside?
Ganache.
Okay. Very often, the flavor inside, the filling, can be disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there but not there. And first bite, there's lemon, but it's not overpowering.
Thank you.
It's just clear and true, but not strong. Now, I love lemon. And I could go total sour, but I think a lot of people are sour sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, it's.
Let me try it.
It's the flavors are very clear. It's not like blended. They're true. I don't know how else to say it.
It tastes like the real thing. Tastes like a Meyer lemon with chocolate.
I'm thinking about. Okay, I'm really digressing, but you know the painter George Seurat.
Yes.
Who came up with a style of painting called pointillism.
I know it well.
And what he did was use the true colors, and he would make a blended color by putting in lots of little dots, and then the eye would do the mixing. And I feel like this is something like that, where you have the true flavors. They're not like mashed and blended together, and you get them all, but then you also get this lovely experience.
Well, thank you. That's a beautiful way of expressing it.
Yeah, that was great. Try this one, Karen. This is the Passionate Night.
Oh.
What's it called?
Oh, Midnight Passion.
Now, this is just chocolate, right?
Mm-hmm. The Midnight Passion is excellent.
I feel like I need a little lemon sorbet palate cleanser here. I'm going to imagine that I'm having it.
I feel like I need a little red wine with that.
Well, we do some pairings.
Yeah.
I've done a few of those, and it's been a lot of fun. But I'm excited for you to try the spicy ginger, because I know that's got your name on it. I don't know if you like energizing espresso.
Absolutely.
Really,
I could use all the energy from this.
Okay, I should have taken a smaller bite, because I am still enjoying the creaminess. This is really good. I'm serious. Okay.
Thank you.
This is really, seriously, chocolate good.
Yeah. It's like the best chocolate I've ever had.
So,
thank you.
We enjoy chocolate. I'm not going to mention another company's name, but we eat their chocolate a lot.
We do.
And they have these ganaches and things. Their chocolate is not this good.
Oh.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. It's not as...
But I think we're catching Andrea at a good time, because she's still in there making the chocolate. She hasn't gone like completely crazy corporate.
Yeah, yet. What are your plans? Do you want to get crazy corporate big?
No, I don't think crazy corporate big, but I would like to get larger so that I can bring my price points down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to make it so that more people can enjoy it and not make it, you know, just for a smaller group.
Right.
So I think that by enlarging my capacity and going to a co-packer, I would be able to make that. But the co-packer has to adhere to the standards
sure.
that Sweet Vegan sets up, which is certainly doable. It just takes time and energy to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Okay, this chocolate ginger, what do you call it?
Spicy ginger.
Spicy ginger. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
It
I love
good.
Ginger.
I'm going to have to buy that for someone special this year. Right away.
This is really good.
Are you in Neiman Marcus? Or I know Barney's is closing. Very sad about that. But
I am too.
But, I mean, this seems like it would be something Neiman's or Nordstrom or, I mean, anybody, obviously. But one of the big retailers would want to scoop up on this. Has anybody contacted you from there?
Not yet. But I think, you know, now that's the start of 2020
right.
and Valentine's Day will be under my belt, my very first official get out there with Sweet Vegan Chocolate, I will be approaching some different hotels,
good.
Which I think would be a good fit, and then also some of the retail outlets that are larger in scale. Certainly Williams-Sonoma is one venue I've reached out to as well.
They should get you. We need more vegan things at Williams-Sonoma. Come on, guys.
Okay, I'm just savoring the energizing espresso.
Mm-hmm.
Espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah.
You have to say espresso.
I have to have my fingers up to say espresso, and then it comes out naturally. Very, very good. What's my favorite?
The ginger.
The ginger.
Yeah.
But they're all really, really good.
And what's your favorite, Gary?
I liked the lemon.
Nice.
I liked all of them, but I think, surprisingly, I'm surprised at myself for saying I liked the lemon, because I normally don't go for lemony things. But I really liked it. It was so mellow, and yet you could feel that Meyer lemon hit right there. It was really good.
You're
welcome.
I'll admit, when you first mentioned lemon, when you were describing your chocolates, I was like, I don't really like lemon with chocolate. But I'm going to be open-minded about it.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah, it's
because
really
I normally
good.
Wouldn't have, you know, it wouldn't be my go-to.
Right.
But I really liked it. It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I am not missing the soy lecithin. I am not missing the nuts.
Perfect.
And you know, if somebody wants to have nuts with their chocolate, they could have a little bowl of nuts on the side, right?
Well, of course, and I'm not so large that if you requested having nuts, I could do a special batch for you on special equipment. That could be possible. It's just that, you know, I think my products stand alone and they stand on their own, that I try to make it more for everyone. Well, that's my joy.
I think your trying is succeeding.
Thank you.
Now, are you getting any sleep? That's the question.
Not much. It's been a roller coaster.
So this is my first year. So that espresso comes in handy, right?
Absolutely. I keep a little pack in my bag all the time.
Yeah, that's a good pick-me-up.
So is Valentine's Day the biggest time for chocolate, or is there another holiday that's competitive?
Well, there's really three that are out there. We've got, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday, and that's a big one for gift-giving and chocolate. Valentine's Day is, of course, probably number uno. And then we've got Mother's Day.
Right.
People really like to do sweet, thoughtful things for their moms, and chocolate and flowers are always a welcome combination.
Right, Mother's Day, definitely. Not for Father's Day, though. Forget about those guys. They don't get any chocolate.
No, they get power tools.
Chocolate power tools. Let's start doing chocolate power tools.
Excellent.
Well, then there's Easter as well. I mean, come on.
Yes.
That's a big time for people who celebrate Easter and all of those.
Yeah, do you have any plans to do crazy shapes?
No, I try to stay away from things that don't stay true to chocolate. And so I don't think for me shapes are where it's at. I like the pure quality of biting into a chocolate that melts in your mouth and just gives you that experience.
Yeah. I love that. You probably know this, but many big stores that sell special chocolates for an occasion, the day after the holiday, all those chocolates are like reduced in price, and then sometimes they just throw them out.
Yes.
And it's very wasteful. It's great for the freegans and the dumpster divers who are looking for treats, and they go after those things. But that's why I really commend you not making silly little shapes for different holidays.
Yeah, exactly. I love your packaging. It's really cool.
This is class. This is what I mean by a treat.
Yeah, very nice.
Quality. Excellent.
So what are the future plans?
Well, I think the future plans hold that I'm going to enlarge my capacity and probably take on some sort of a partner that will help me in terms of making the quantity that I'm going to be needing and reaching out to the retail outlets that you had suggested and, you know, the hotel industry as well. Because I think the more people that can try it and see it and experience it, that's really, at a larger scale, that's going to help me grow. And I think 2020 is going to be a huge year for Sweet Vegan.
I think it's going to be a huge year for vegans.
Yes, can't believe it's vegan.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah. And I love when people say that, especially somebody will come to me and say, you know, I can't really eat this because, you know, I'm not really a vegan. I go, well, that's okay. Just try a little taste. And then they go, wow, do you have any others? Can I? It's like amazing how you get a rapport with a customer or a client and they just resonate when they know something's really good for them. And the quality is there, the label's insignificant.
And really, the key for me also is that it's organic.
Yes.
That's.
And really, fair trade.
I mean, it's delicious. Said, that's got to be the first.
Yes.
And it's fair trade and it's organic because we don't want any slavery in our chocolate. We don't want any poison.
Yep, it hits all the important.
Well, good
targets.
Luck to you. I hope that you have a banner year and. I'm happy that I bumped into you.
I am very grateful to have bumped into you. Thank you so very much.
I have one more question. So when you're not eating chocolate, what are you eating and where are you eating it?
Well, I happen to love Eritrean food. So one of my favorite dishes is a dish called shiro, and it's at a little restaurant right around the corner from me called Masawa, and it's made with chickpeas and wonderful spices. And I love all kinds of veggies. I'm really a veggie hound. Mm-hmm. And I would say I love anything with spice to it. I've really become an aficionado of all kinds of spices and turmeric and ginger and, you know, any sort of things.
What was that food again? Because I haven't heard of that.
It's called shiro. And we'll have to get together and have a little bite there at some point in time.
Right.
It's made with chickpeas. And I tell you what, It is just delicious.
And it was really called Eritrean food?
Eritrean food, which is, you know, African.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that, Karen? You've heard of all of the foods.
I'm going to say it rings a bell, but okay. Not a very big bell.
Okay, not too loud yet.
Not very loud, right.
So
do you know what the spices are in the shira?
You know, I know it's turmeric, and I'm not sure of all the other spices, and I think that might be a little proprietary. They don't always share all their spices.
Ooh. Right.
But, you know,
I don't blame them.
Happen to want to try something really different, I would highly recommend it.
Some favorite restaurants in Manhattan, vegan restaurants that you like? Any other than that? Anyone in particular?
I really like, what's the one in the dirt?
Right.
That one, my mind's
gone. The one in the what?
It's called...
In the Dirt. It's a translation for In the Dirt or...
Yeah, there's one that's downtown that I really love. And then
there's Dirt Candy.
Dirt Candy. Okay. That's what I'm thinking of. Thank you.
Of course, it would be Dirt Candy. You make candy and...
Yeah, that's what, you know, it goes well with me.
Have you been to Dirt Candy, Karen?
I have in its original location before they moved.
Right.
Yeah, it was very unusual pairings of flavors and things. I remember reading the menu and saying, I have no idea what any of this stuff is. And then it came and it was all very tasty.
Right. I remember you telling me about it now that you mention it. Anything else we can get our listeners to get excited about?
Well, I would encourage you to follow me on my Instagram, see where I'm happening, and come in for a little complimentary taste at Westerly or at Balducci's. I'm also in the Food Cellar Market in Long Island City on occasion, but I do post when I'm going to be happening in different places. And you can also check out my blog on my website.
How do they find you on Instagram?
My handle is SweetVeganNYC. All one word.
Sweet Vegan NYC.
Okay, that's easy. The website is sweetvegan.nyc.
Exactly.
And you could also find all of your handles on the website, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I know I did.
Yeah. That's terrific.
Okay. Well, Andrea, this was delightfully delicious and sweet.
Yes.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for joining us on It's All About Food. Okay. We have maybe... What do we got up there? We've got 5 more minutes, Gary.
Yes. So speaking of restaurants, if you buy some of Andrea's chocolate, you're going to want to probably spring it on your significant other or friend or whoever. Karen and I just celebrated a great day. We didn't really have anything more to say to one another except this was a great day. And we went to Blossom, right?
Oh, yes.
And we really had a wonderful time at Blossom.
We hadn't been to that location in a long time on 9th Avenue and 21st Street, the Chelsea location.
And we're still in mourning about losing Candle 79. There is still Candle's Cafe.
And Candle West. We lost them both.
But 79 is now gone.
Yeah, so that was one of the reasons why we went to Blossom, because...
We would have normally gone to Candle to celebrate. But now we went to Blossom, and it was nice to revisit Blossom. I want to give them a shout out because they had a wonderful...
Weren't we celebrating something?
We were celebrating.
We were celebrating me.
We were celebrating you getting a 9-week contract.
I got a 9-week equity contract.
Yeah.
Speaking of
the Midwest, you're going to be in the Midwest.
I'm going to be performing in Wisconsin in April and May in a musical called The Church Basement Ladies. A mighty fortress is our basement.
Yes.
Awesome.
Covering 3 roles.
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot, and I know we only have a few minutes, about all of our auditions at our house that we go out on almost daily, and it's audition season, and Karen did land a contract, so congratulations, Karen. So we went out to dinner and had a wonderful dinner, but if anybody's looking for a place in Manhattan to go to dinner and you haven't been to Blossom in a while, check them out down in Chelsea.
You know, some people would say they're old school. And I know
old school vegan, yeah.
And I know that some people were complaining about Candle 79 being old school, and it was so infuriating because Candle 79 was a treat.
Yeah.
All quality, all care. And you know, old school. Who doesn't love old school? I mean, we have traditions, Thanksgiving and Christmas and all these different holidays, and people want to have the traditional food because we love the traditional food, the mashed potatoes and the comfort foods and the hearty foods.
Yeah, but they looked like they were doing some pretty innovative stuff on your plate, especially. What did you get? What dish did you get?
That's true. So they had some traditional stuff, but I had this spaghetti squash and mushroom risotto plate, and it had saffron in it with a saffron aioli or something. Or maybe that was the black eye pea cakes had the saffron aioli. But it was a nice stack. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautifully presented and really delicious. And I enjoyed buying. What did I have? I don't even remember.
You had the market plate.
Oh, yeah, the market plate.
You had
because I was hankering for candle, and I could normally get the market plate at candle.
Yes, you had the creamy polenta.
Right.
You had the truffled mashed potatoes, which was a big step for a man who doesn't like mushrooms.
Mm. Yeah, but truffles are a little different, aren't they?
Yeah, it's just,
not
well, you don't get the texture.
Not the chocolate truffles that we just,
That's
had.
That's right.
But these are the ones that you
yes.
find in the ground.
And you got a braised tofu and broccoli rabe, right?
Yeah, I went totally old school, but you did a little bit more.
Sounds good.
It was great.
It was very good. It was a treat.
But a box of these chocolates would have been great afterwards, too.
Well, we had the tiramisu.
Which was fine. Mm-hmm. But then after the tiramisu, the chocolates would have been great. And I think there should be one of your chocolates on every pillow in every hotel.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Aww.
I agree.
Yeah.
Especially
I would
hotels
love that.
That follow your lead, which is sustainability.
I support that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, more hotels need to be a little more aware of sustainability.
You know, I've said this before, but when you bite into a quality chocolate, you don't need a 100-gram bar.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That bite is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe two or three bites, but it's enough. It's so satisfying.
Correct.
Yeah, and maybe there's something in these not so cool chocolates that make you want to come back for more. You know what I mean?
So when there's a product that's expensive or pricier than another product, you really have to realize what it is you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you could get a Hershey bar and it's not going to taste anything like this. So you're going to eat the whole bar. It's going to be a lot less money. Why? Because the sugar's subsidized. It's made with horrific chocolate. Oh, and the time is up. Anyway.
Oh, wait.
I think life is worth the minimal expense here and there for quality ingredients and a quality product.
Thank you. I agree.
Quality over quantity anytime. Well, anyway.
We've had fun today.
We've had fun today.
I'm totally amped on espresso. I can go out now and do all kinds of work.
Thank you, Andrea Young, for joining me.
Yeah,
Andrea
thanks,
Young
Andrea.
Of Sweet
Thank
Vegan.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And good luck to you again.
And wait, I want to say something. Thank you, Gary, my Valentine, for being here today. And I want you to know I love you.
I love you too, Karen. Thanks for having me on the show.
Everybody, have a delicious week. We'll be right back.